Welcome to the second hour of this edition of Artie's Time Warp at the 14th Country Music Association Awards. Barbara Mandrell, Emmy Lou Harris, and George Jones received top honors. It's October of 1980.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together, cheek to cheek, sweatshirt to sweater, young love born in a backseat, two hearts pound out a backbeat, headlights, somebody's coming, got to move.
Her
It's the Time Warp with political news. The Polish government legalizes the labor union Solidarity, headed up by Lech Walesa and associates. Reza Pahlavi, eldest son of the Shah of Iran, proclaims himself to be the rightful successor to the Peacock Throne. In the wake of the Iranian hostage crisis, though, it can be safely assumed that Ayatollah Khomeini won't be inclined to step aside. Six Irish Republican Army prisoners launch a hunger strike for about 2 months as they demand status as political prisoners. And Mikhail Gorbachev is elected as a member of the Soviet Politburo, October 1980.
fire with fire. You are still a victim of the accidents you lead. Sure as I'm a victim of desire, all the servants in your new hotel throw their roses at your feet. Oh, fool them all, but baby, I can tell you're no stranger. Don't ask for favors, don't talk to strangers, don't ask me why.
October 1980, actor Bill Thomas dies of a heart attack at 49. He had portrayed Buckwheat in the Our Gang and Little Rascals comedy shorts. Thomas always defended his work in the series, pointing out that Buckwheat and the rest of the black Our Gang kids were treated as equals to the white kids in the series. Rocker Stephen Peregrine Took dies at 31. It was said he choked on a cocktail cherry after a misadventure with drugs. Took was best known for his work with Mark Bolan in Tyrannosaurus Rex, or T-Rex. And George Meany, AFL-CIO president, dies at 86. It's the Time Warp.
Baby.
This is the music and the memories of October of 1980. Stay tuned for more of Artie's Time Warp.